Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. Hey, magic makers, it's Kim, and today's episode is a juicy one. I talked with Miss Jackie Bird, and we talked all about finding joy. Jackie was a unhappy, frustrated with her finances, frustrated with her life, stressed out person. And one day she just decided she was going to find the joy in every moment of life. Ever since then, she has not looked back. She told herself, girl, you just got to calm down. And I know many of you need to hear that. She just decided that it can be different. She wakes up every day deciding that there is going to be joy, deciding that she is going to be happy and rolling with peace in mind. You are going to love today's conversation. There are so many nuggets that I have taken from it. My notebook is filled with all of some great takeaways, and I hope you have had the same experience that I do. And you know, you can always reach out to me in my Facebook group, or you can always shoot me an email and just tell me what your takeaways are. Enjoy the episode and just keep me posted on what you loved about today's show. So I want to take a few minutes and introduce you to a wonderful woman that I've met through Instagram. Her name is Jackie Bird. And, you know, there are so many topics I can talk to Jackie about. She is a multi-passionate, multi-career, multi-recreation all over the place. And I love it. But today's conversation, we're going to focus on how do we stop being stress balls and how do we become, you know, more mindful? And she has this philosophy of roll with peace of mind. And I just adore that. And thank so I want to welcome Jackie Bird to the podcast. Jackie, can you tell my listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. And thank you so much for having me. I am Brooklyn born. I have had a career as a performing artist, a dancer, singer, actress. I've toured the world as a choreographer and master teacher in dance. I'm a writer. I'm a blogger. I'm a podcaster. I create modal visions, which are handmade wall hangings and jewelry. I feel like I'm leaving out stuff. Oh, I offer Stress Busters guided meditation. And I write ebooks on mindfulness and stress relief and anxiety relief. I think I covered everything. I'm a singer, sound healer. Okay, yeah.
So I told you, she's multi-passionate.
But, you know, primarily it's all rooted in wellness, though. Wellness and well-being. That's the connector.
Right. And, you know, as I look at, like, you know, kind of like stringing the dots together, you know, what was it about, you know, the mindfulness and the stress management that really kind of said, you know what, I am singing and dancing, but I really like the stress and wellness piece of it?
Well, you know, it's funny how we tend to think that things should be in a straight line, you know, getting from point A to point B, but it doesn't work like that. It's like, you know, it's like point Z to point C and then point D to G. So basically it was a long journey in some ways of coming to myself. You know, I pursued my initial passion, which was to be on the stage, but I was beginning to feel very frustrated and depressed and angry. And I kind of ended up morphing out of that, not on purpose, but by making some choices along that way. And that's how I ended up traveling and teaching and going to places like India and Hong Kong and learning culture and teaching and meeting a lot of great people. And then I spent about a decade trying to figure out who I was, what did I want, what did I have to say? Because when you have something that you're very passionate about and then you leave it, sometimes you can be very lost. And that's where I was. I was very lost in terms of my identity, because we tend to identify with the career we have, or children we have, or the pets we have.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really figure out who we are without any of that stuff.
Right. We become our labels. So, you know,
for
years you were Jackie singer, Jackie actress. And then
exactly.
You're like, now that I don't have that, you're like, well, who's Jackie Bird?
Who's Jackie Bird? What makes her tick? What does she have to say? What is her contribution? What is her contribution to herself? How does she want to express? And it took me a long time to figure that out. So I was doing a whole lot of other things in that journey. And I got to a point where I began to realize that the most important thing in my life for me was to be well.
Yes.
Of mind, well of spirit, and joyful. I spent a lot of time being unhappy.
Yes.
And miserable and frustrated. And so I got to a point where I got tired of that. I got tired of being frustrated and unhappy. And I was going through a period where there were a lot of things going on. There was financial crap happening. There was family stuff going on. And I was losing.
Here I am, like, I wish like this was like a live audience, because I know I could see some heads being like, preach!
I was losing. And I think as we get older, we have a little bit more thought in terms of quality of life. I'm at an age, or at least when that was beginning to dawn on me in terms of quality of life, I was what would be considered middle age, where you have the past of you, and then you have what's hopefully coming, and you begin to go, okay, how do I want to be at 70, 80, 90, if I'm here that long? What does my life look like? What do I look like? Am I healthy? Yeah, I'm fabulous and fly, but how do I do that?
Yes.
So it was the realization of, I need to put the investment in now, which I guess at that point I was in my 50s, that investment of taking care of my well-being, outside of all of the other stuff. And that's when I began to focus on ways to calm myself down, because I was realizing, you know, I've always read a lot of self-help books and spiritual books and all of that, but I realized that I was not practicing a lot of the things that I was reading. And I realized as I was losing that I needed to really take stock in getting myself to a calm place. And that was the shift.
And, you know, I'm like, I've been scribbling notes. And so there were just like some really like some golden nuggets that came out of things you said. The first thing that I want to touch on is the joy.
Mm.
And I feel that in our busy, we yes. lose sight that joy can happen every day.
Every moment, really, because it depends. Everything has to do on your perspective,
right?
And what you've agreed on with yourself as far as what expectations you have. And
yes.
When we become adults, we become busy of being adults, and mm-hmm. we're not having fun being adults. We're looking at children, going, "Dang, you know, I remember when I used to run around and play without a care in the world." Well, guess what? You can recapture that. Yes, you have obligations, but it depends on how you're viewing those things. And have you said yes to more things than you really need to? Have you said yes to stuff that you really hate doing?
Yes.
But because of that word obligation, you feel that I must do this. Well, who said that? And why did you agree?
Yeah. I the whole obligation thing, one of the things I always work with my clients on is, and when I heard this, I was like, that's my new mantra. Mm. No is a complete sentence.
Oh, hello. And it has more than one syllable. No.
Right. And I feel that. Right. I feel like, and I found myself falling into this trap a couple of weeks ago where I wanted to get myself out of this program and the woman is a friend. And so in my head, I'm practicing all of these things. And I'm like, am I freaking kidding me? I'm like, I was like, I'm not 16.
Right.
She's not going to sit with me at lunch anymore. Like,
right.
I have to be like, hey, I don't have time for this anymore. I need to be out and be okay and leave it at that.
Yes. And a lot of times your no doesn't go down as badly as you think it will because you've built this all up in your mind. If I say no to this person, they're going to not talk to me, or they're going to take this away, or they're going to, and sometimes they may, but you have no control over that. You have control over your well-being. And if you keep giving it to other people, then they're okay, but you ain't.
Right. And, we all have those, I'm going to use the word bully, but I'm not using it in bully, but like we have those people who like to just run over us.
Yeah.
And we've taught them that they can run over us.
Exactly. You've allowed it.
I've allowed them to like override my decision. So even if I said, hey, Jackie, no, I can't do this, they know what buttons that they can push because I've showed them the buttons. Showed them the damn alarm code.
Right.
To say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And I think where, I remember when I first started, down my personal development, my spiritual awareness, the word intention used to go right upside my head because I feel sometimes it's bastardized. And it's taken me till probably the last 6 months for me to really embrace the word.
Mm-hmm.
And you hit on it where, you said I was in a time period where you had money going on, you had family going on, you had life going on.
Yeah.
And I feel that's everyone.
Exactly.
And I don't think anyone knows how to shift into that intentionality, that mindful place of saying, okay, the world's crumbling around me, but do I need to react to every crumble, every crack, if I will?
Right. I mean, you really have to ask yourself, and that's what, I did. And even when I left the industry, there was a question on the table. Bird, you're unhappy. What you gonna do about it? So we get to points in our life where we do make decisions. Sometimes they're not very conscious. Or you're pushed into it. The universe just goes, you know what, girl, you're taking too long. How? Now you gotta go do it. But I think that with this last crisis, and as I said, I was losing, because I had been looking at my life at that point, and as I said, looking at what was behind me and seeing that, I call us the elders in training. We are the ones that will inherit our elders' positions. Like right now, you may have a grandmother or a great grandmother or someone older that you can talk to. But soon that's going to be us.
Mm-hmm.
These people are leaving the planet. So when I thought about that, I said, okay, Miss Elder in training, if you talk it, but you don't walk it, that's not really a great example. it's not as full an example as it can be. So you have to calm down.
Yes.
You have to calm down. You have to stop panicking. You have to look at times in your life. And I'm saying that, these were the things I was saying to myself. And I have a very wise partner, and he was saying these things to me as well. To look at what worked in my life. Look at the many things that worked in my life. What did I do? What was my mindset? and how can I recreate that? And when I really looked at that, I realized that a lot of those moments came because I just decided this is going to work out.
Yes.
And if it doesn't work out in this way, something else even more beautiful is going to happen. And when I, you know, so it would be times like that where I just had that talk, or I would go, you know what? I'm tired of obsessing about it. I'm just going to throw my hands open. So that word intention, going back to that word intention, it's loaded because most of us run around without intention.
No, not at all.
And going even further back to the opening question that you asked me in terms of getting up out of bed and without an intention, that's where it starts.
Yes.
And when and actually you can rewind even further back to when you go to bed, because I know a lot of people are like, I don't have time. I don't have time to sit for 5 minutes and breathe before I start my day. First of all, my answer is set your alarm clock 5 minutes earlier or 10
exactly.
minutes earlier if you're going to hit the snooze button. But you can actually reset on your way to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You're laying there. Most of us are thinking about the stuff that went wrong
yep.
in that day. The stuff that went wrong, the stuff that made us angry, how we were disappointed. Those are the thoughts that we're feeding on. We're eating that. That's our diet.
Exactly.
And so if you flip the script and you, first of all, you have to realize that's what you're doing.
Yeah. And I think as we go back to that, like awareness and
yes.
joy,
yes.
I don't think we feel we can be joyful if
right.
we're in the busy.
We think it's a fairy tale and we think that joy and happiness, I mean, because, you know, this is, I guess, as long as people have been on the planet, that argument of, does that really exist? Yeah, it does. And yeah, you can have it, but you have to decide that that's something you want.
And that word that keeps coming up, deciding.
Yes.
I feel that no one makes decisions anymore.
No, usually we're in a reactive mode.
Right. Or we're in it until we prove to ourselves that it's not going to work.
Yes. Now, which episode is it? I think it's my third episode.
Okay.
Where I'm talking about ways to de-stress.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I say is the person that believes that they are not going to work, that whatever it is, I'll pick something. The person that believes that there's no such thing as happiness is right. The person that believes that there is such a thing as happiness is right. Both people are right. And you're going to be shown that in your life. If you
mm-hmm.
are of the perspective of there's no such thing as happiness, everything is going to show you that point of view.
Oh, absolutely.
And so you're going to go, I'm right. And then the person that believes that happiness is true are going to have a multitude of examples of that. So the difference between those two people who are right is the perspective, and then
yes.
making the decision that the stuff that I'm doing has not worked. So what's the common denominator? Me
mm-hmm.
and my thoughts, what I'm expecting, what I'm telling myself is possible.
Yes.
So if you want to change that, you have to tell yourself other things. You, and then, you know, there'll be people that go, oh, that's brainwashing. Well, guess what? It is. And guess what? You've already drank the Kool-Aid. You drank the Kool-Aid of the pessimistic drink. You've had that. So why not get another brand which says positive, which says possibility, which says, yes, this can be. Drink from that.
Right.
Go buy that brand.
And, you know, my listeners, this is going to get a little woo, but it works.
It works. Yes.
And probably like 4 or 5 years ago, if you and I were having this conversation, I would probably be rolling my eyes. So true story. And so then I met this wonderful woman and I, like, to this day, I'm like, if it wasn't for her, I probably would be the person you're talking about who believes that you can't think it and you can't bring it about. And she introduced me to this book, oh, goodness gracious, Jeepers Creepers. I'm going to put it in the show notes because I cannot think of the name of it for the life of
Would
me
it
right
be
now.
The Power of Now by any chance?
No. Oh, you know what? E-cubed.
Okay.
E-cubed. And basically it was, you know, this woman who was a pessimist and it was right around the time, you know, the whole law of attraction and the secret all came out.
Right.
And she was like, bullshit. And so she was like, okay, how do I prove this? You know, and she created all these experiments, now little experiments that anyone can do. And this woman, Jen Scott, she's like, read this book because I want to show you the power of your mind.
Yeah.
And one of the things was you're going to, if decide that what color the sun is and then look for cars, the color of the sun. So I'm like, whatever, driving down the street. What do I see? A freaking yellow Jeep. I'm like, okay. All right. So I was like, let me try something else. So meanwhile, it's February in Boston. So, you know, exactly. It's warm and balmy here.
Yeah, oh boy.
One of the next experiments was to see a butterfly. And I was like, the hell? I'm like, it is February in Boston. I am not going to see a butterfly. So I just, you know, went on about my business. Probably about 2 weeks go by. I'm watching a movie. What flies across the damn screen? Butterfly.
Yeah, of course.
And from that moment on, I was like, shit.
Yeah.
I decide that I'm going to see a butterfly. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see a butterfly. If I decide I'm going to see a car the color of the sun, I'm going to see a car color of the sun. And I think many nowadays we're in the maybe mindset of like, you know, yes, no, maybe. Mm-hmm. We live in maybe because we're afraid to commit. We're afraid I won't be able to achieve it.
Right. And that's part of the problem. What is achieving? Actually, what does that really mean? Is that something you hold in your hand? Maybe it's a trophy or a medal, but the essence, you know, because I think that's what happens. We think of things, it's reflective in things.
Yes.
But well-being is actually reflective in essence.
Yes.
The essence of joy, the essence of love, the essence of peace, the essence of prosperity, of abundance. These are essences that manifest in the physical,
mm-hmm.
but you have to understand the essence first. That's what you call upon. That's what you intend to have. And then the manifestation of it shows up however it comes. And a lot of times it's a surprise. And for, you know, in terms of, oh, that's better than what I could have imagined.
Right.
And for people that are skeptics, all you got to do is think about the time that you were thinking about somebody and they called you.
Yes.
Or they texted you.
Mm-hmm.
That is the simplest way of showing how powerful your mind is. At least, you know, coming to my mind at this moment is the thought, you know, thinking, girl, I was just thinking of you and they call you.
Right. But I think for most people, that's the most tangible because that used to happen to me all the damn time.
Like,
I would feel like, you know, I was just thinking about Jackie and either your name pop up on Facebook or your name, I was scrolling through my phone and your name just popped up. You're just like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. And we take that for granted.
Yeah.
We don't realize that's power speaking to you right there. It has become such a mundane thing for us that we don't realize the magic, you know, and magic is something that we're taught that, you know, that's only for children.
Right.
And you know, we have to understand that most of the people that tell us stuff are unhappy to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've learned your lessons from an unhappy person or unhappy people, what else are they going to tell you?
Right.
You know, and I know that a lot of us don't have examples of people that are happy that we can actually say, oh yeah, they're in my phone book. So my answer is look elsewhere.
Yep.
You know, there are billions of examples of people that are happy, you know, and it doesn't mean that you don't have stuff that you're unhappy about. That's not the point. The point is, gosh, and in my fourth episode, it's called Awakening Awareness. Okay. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Becoming aware of what you think on a day-to-day basis, because that's wellness.
Yeah, that is wellness because, you know, if you think every single day, oh my God, I'm stressed out, or today's going to be a stressful day, guess what? Stress is just going to knock on your door and be like, hey, leave it now.
Yes, because you've claimed it.
Right.
You've claimed it. So, or I don't know if I, because my thoughts are going rapid fire here, but to just go back on reprogramming or the brainwashing that we have turned our noses up to, we're brainwashed every freaking moment, but we've accepted it. You know, when you read stuff on the internet, you're looking at your phone, you're looking at Facebook, that's brainwashing.
Absolutely.
Those images are coming at you rapid fire, and you don't really get to focus in on anything. It's just blah, 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 blah. It's just noise vomit. So you can do a better job of programming exactly what you need, particularly if you start before you go to, you fall off. You hear those negative thoughts going through your mind, insert them, find the mantra. I am in balance.
Right.
I am whole. I am peaceful. And if your mind is going, oh, that's bullshit, just ignore it. You don't have to fight with your mind. Just ignore it. Eventually it will get on board, but it's your mind. You have to decide how it's going to serve you, not the other way around. And most of us are serving our minds. We're serving what we've allowed to be programmed within our minds. You have to change the channel.
Right. We're serving our mind and we're serving the stories that we've either told ourselves or other people have told us over and over and over again.
Yes. Yes. Wellness has to be at the core of that has to be the center of your universe, is your wellness. Because when your wellness is taken care of, you are even better at helping the people around you, at helping your children, your husband, your wife, your partner, your job. It filters out in every single aspect of your life. You know, I was talking to a young friend of mine who was talking about how alone he felt. And I said, you know what, if you can focus on the richness that is you and not focus on being alone or feeling alone, you'll actually find people.
Right.
But when you focus on, I'm so alone, I know a lot of us as women, if we're not in a relationship, that becomes the predominant drum that's beat in our heads. And then we get together with other sisters that are not in relationships. And then that's all we talk about is how we're not in a relationship and we want to be in a relationship. Well, you know what? You're in your own relationship with yourself. Mm-hmm. How is that going?
Yeah.
And that's all wellness.
And it's funny that you say that. There's the saying that you're only as good as the five people you surround yourself with.
Yeah, but I think you're only as good as the one person you surround yourself with, and that's you.
True. True.
Because everything is a reflection of you.
Right. So if your internal dialogue is in that negative place, that's the frequency you're putting out.
Hello. Thank you.
And then if you think about a radio, if I'm putting out like the negative Nancy frequency, all the negative Nancy's are going to be like, hey girl, hey.
That's right. Down to you bumping into somebody on the street and getting into an argument with them because they are vibrating on the same frequency as you.
Right.
That of being ornery and cranky. So you're going to pull all the ornery and cranky people as possible if that's how you roll in that day.
Yes, absolutely.
So you still have to, and again, this doesn't mean that you're Pollyanna, purebred Pollyanna, and everything is roses. No, that's not how it goes. You still got shit that comes at you. You still got tragedy that comes at you. You still have all of that stuff coming at you, but it's how you view it, how you perceive it. And if you're not coming from a wellness point of view in terms of what's the best way for you to flow, then you're going to react with negativity. You're going to panic. You're going to see the worst of everything. So going back to that word intention, it has to be your intention to have wellness and well-being be the center of your life. And from that, everything else flows.
Yeah. And I, you know, if we were to like, you know, round it back to intention, it's, you know, what you talked about is that if you decide that, you know what, every day you're going to find one thing to be joyful about.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And because I think I so many times I hear from my clients like, oh my God, I'm so stressed about this, 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 and this. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's modern life. That's 2019. And, mm-hmm. you know, I wish, you know, it was the world would slow down, but it's not going to. But if you took the time to find one piece of joy in your life, right. you know, I remember when people used to talk about gratitude journals, and again, yes. I rolled my eyes. but now I think of like every night, like before I go to bed, I think of three things to be grateful for. Mm-hmm. And I used to think it had to be these like big altruistic things.
Nope.
But I was like, nope. I'm grateful when there's money on the meter. Makes me happy.
Okay.
So I'm grateful when I find a good parking spot. You know, I'm grateful yes. that like yes. I got to go for a walk today. Like, so yes. it's finding the little slivers in yes. a very busy life that yeah. can put a smile on your face. It could be, you know, the hug from your kid or, you know, right. the fact that your kid said you can kiss you in front of school instead of
right,
being
right.
Right down the block.
Right. Right. Oh my gosh. But you're right about that. It does come down to gratitude because you can't be complaining and be grateful at the same time.
Right. And
those two things don't happen.
No. And I'm like, you know, there's always, you know, yes. Are those people who can find joy in every moment? That's aspirational for a lot of people, but right. like if you can at least find, you know, 3 to 10 things to be grateful for every day. And if I think about that before I go to bed, that mm-hmm. helps me set the tone of
exactly
my sleep. And, yes. you know, and I get it. Cause like some, you know, yeah. if you're a single working mom and you're like, girl, I'm trying to get all these kids out the door. I'll mm-hmm. have time for like my, you know, intention setting. I'm like, great. But at night, like,
Teach your kids.
Yeah. Or
maybe something while
you're all getting dressed, you talk about your, you know,
yes.
things that you're grateful for.
Yes. You have to be creative. You have to be creative and imaginative. And I know that a lot of people are really tired. So the last thing they want to do is imagine,
mm-hmm.
but you have to, because if you don't, every time that you complain about being stressful, you've created for the next day, next days, next weeks, next month, you've already set up how your days are coming toward you, because that's where your focal point is. That's where your energy is in complaining about how stressed you are.
Yeah.
Or even if you're not saying it out loud, but saying it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to really look at what you're thinking and pay attention to your predominant thoughts. Your predominant thoughts dictate how your day goes.
Yes.
And so, you know, when I got to that point of where I said I'm losing, I had to examine what my predominant thoughts were. And they were of fear. They were worrying about the financial situation I was in. They were worrying about all the stuff that I could not control.
Right.
And in realizing that I needed to calm myself down, is when then I knew, okay, this is the new journey. Mm-hmm. And it is reminding others and myself, because I forget.
Oh, of that, course.
You know, but it's like, all right, what were you just thinking? Ooh, ooh, ooh. No wonder I'm in a bad mood. Because I was just thinking a whole bunch of stuff that I don't want or I can't change.
Yep.
That's going to make your mood funky, period. So as you were saying, in terms of looking at things like I got a parking space, that should be a 5-minute dance right there.
Right.
I got a parking space. You can make up a song. I got a parking space. Uh-huh. I got a parking space. Oh yeah. I got it. You know, or anything that, because we don't play enough as adults. We don't play. We go to the bar, we get drunk. That's not our play. That's not playing
yep.
in my mind. You know, make it fun. If something happens, make up a song. That you know, something that happened, great. Make up a song about it. make up a rap about it. And then when stuff is going like in the direction you don't want to go, and sing your little song. That's going to immediately put a smile on your face because it's so ridiculous. I found a parking space. Oh yeah. You know, and then have this, you know, the chorus and the whole thing, and just do it silly. Make faces, make a silly dance, and then invoke that when your boss is getting on your nerve or your coworker, you want to, you know, just punch him. Sing that song. That song will shift your mood immediately.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's ridiculous, because it's silly, because it's like when you were 4 or 5.
Yeah. And if you think about one of my friends, she just posted a picture. She was had her son. I don't think he's like 5 or 6. He was folding towels and he was singing Hakuna Matata. And in my head, I was like, I wrote back. I was like, if I sang Hakuna Matata, I would fold more laundry.
but you would definitely have that spirit that he had in that moment.
Yeah. Cause so I was like, I'm gonna try it because I got about 4 loads I need to fold.
Oh shoot! you have to let us know how that goes. You know, it's funny that you even bring that up. Talk about energy and power and mindset and frequency. That was that example that you just used of him singing. Now I wasn't singing that song, but it was the action or the art, if you will, of folding towels. I use that as an example in my ebooks about how you can begin to quote unquote train your mind where you can quiet it. Because I know a lot of people are like, I can't meditate, girl. I'm sorry, I tried.
Exactly.
I can't do it. But that's why guided meditation is so important, because somebody helps drive the bus. You're just a passenger on it. But then you begin to direct your thoughts in the direction that you want to. But when you take an action like folding towels or anything that's mundane that you're usually using to for your to-do list in your mind, you're not paying attention to what you're actually doing. You're on autopilot. But if you actually tune into what you're doing, that's a meditation in and of itself. The act of folding towels. If you are really folding the towel and you're feeling the warmth, unless you let the towel sit, but if they come right out of the dryer, they're nice and warm. They feel good.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're focusing and tuning into the feel of the towel, the color of the towel, the sound of your breathing as you're folding the towel, that helps bring you back to the reset button. And then you're able to tackle whatever else you need to do with a clearer mind. But you have to find ways and times, you have to do it to clear your mind and press the reset button.
Yeah. And then that's what, you know, circles back to the word intention of like, you making the decision that you are no longer going to be on the hamster wheel. You making the decision that I decide that every day there's going to be at least 3 things I can find joy in.
Right. And not to beat yourself up on either, because there are the type A's that go, okay, 3 things. I have to find 3 things. Okay,
yes.
3 things. Oh, that's 1. Oh, that's 2. Oh, that's 3. Whoa. No.
Yes. Yeah. I'm a recovering A++++ personality. Yeah.
I work with a lot of people like that.
I'm recovering. And the best thing I ever heard that has like just totally broke me down from that is go for a B+.
It's actually okay.
And it's like, first of all, who is this magical person grading me? I've never met them. I've never met them and showed them my report card. And they looked at me and been like, girl, you could have gotten like an A++++. So as soon as I told myself, go for the B+. Mm-hmm. It just like released me of that crazy like perfection mindset.
Mm-hmm. Because what is perfection? First of all, there's no growth. Once something's perfect, there's no growth.
Right.
We are growing entities. Universe does not stop growing.
No.
Life does not stop growing. So why are you trying to be perfect?
And, you know, as they say, new level, new devil. So as soon as I like master that step, the universe is like, oh girl, I got some more for you.
Yeah. because you are an expanding part of the universe. So how are you cannot expand if you're going for perfection. Because as you're going for perfection, you've cut down your breath. You're breathing very shallowly. So you're not getting enough air into your body. And I'm not a doctor or a scientist or anything like that, but your cells need air.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they need ample air.
And most people don't know how to take a deep breath because we're so like in, you know, anxious panic mode that like, you know, breathing past our shoulders, like, what the hell's that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I tell you what I find fascinating in my Stress Busters Guided Meditation, when I work with people, the first thing I have people do is lift their arms up over their head and lift their head. Most people do not lift their heads.
No.
They do not open their chest to the universe. And it's fascinating to watch and to notice, but it's also, and you know, I invite your listeners to do that, because what that does is it's yes. It says yes. It's a quiet, silent way of saying yes. I embrace. I am in embracing mode. When you open your chest to the heavens and you lift your head up, where you're putting, I usually will tell people to put their face on the ceiling.
Yep.
Because they don't quite understand what lifting their heads up means.
You're like, is it higher than where I keep my iPhone?
Yes. I love that. Oh my gosh. Talk about well-being. People don't realize that these phones and these things that we're carrying, which, mind you, the people that develop these things don't allow their children to use.
Oh, it's like a freaking slot machine in your hand.
Mm-hmm. They don't allow their children in Silicon Valley. They don't allow their children to use these things. Well, I don't know about everybody, but, you know, it's enough people.
It's enough of it to make you go, huh?
Right.
But you can sell that crap.
But I'm looking at people's postures, because as a dance teacher and a dancer and all that stuff, I look at people's posture, and already I'm seeing young people with curved spines.
Oh, it's horrible.
Already from those damn phones. Already. So, you know, when you're developing bad backs and headaches, and knee problems and hip problems and all these different things, and you're a young person, you have to look at what you're doing.
Mm.
You know? When you're rounding your upper back, that puts pressure on your lower back, which puts pressure on your hips, which put pressure on your knees, on your feet. You're connected. Your neck, I mean, your shoulders, you know, your elbows, all of that. Is it, you know, you can trace back to your posture, to sitting, you know, there are all of these things. So as you begin to set the intention of being well, you hopefully begin to see these things and correct them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's, you know,
mindfulness. Right. And that's mindfulness.
And so I set the intention for what I wanted this, you know, this podcast to be about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talk about so many things that I hope that you, you know, my wonderful magic makers, you are taking away, that, you know, wake up every day and decide what your day is going to be about. Don't let the day decide for you.
Right. Right.
And the breathing, you know, I recently downloaded, and I know we talked about the phone being horrible, but sometimes it's good. I've recently downloaded an app called Breathe, and it literally, like, I sit in bed for like 5 minutes. It's not a big commitment. And it clicks, and it basically says, you know, I'm supposed to breathe in for four minutes. Breathe in for 4 breaths and breathe out for 5 breaths. And it just clicks when I'm supposed to breathe in, clicks when I'm supposed to breathe out. And it's just such a good head clearer. And it's something that I could do throughout the day when you have those stressful points in your day. And, you know, that thing where you talk about raise your arms above your head.
Yeah.
I teach group fitness. I see exactly what you're talking about. Like, okay. Have people raise their arms above their head. Like, it seems like their shoulders can't, like, not go with it.
And, you know, in some instances, they can't because they have not done that action. So your body begins to lock.
Yeah.
It begins to lock into, you lose your natural range of motion. It starts to shrink. And if you're not using those muscles, they start to shrink. They go, okay, well, you only lift your arms up to this height. Well, okay, we got that for you.
Right, exactly. I'm only going to give you what you're asking me to give. And that's, you know, the blessing and the curse about our bodies. But I feel that, you know, all the things that you have talked about, that if, you know, my wonderful Magic Maker listeners, you know, there was a lot that we dove into, but I want you to really listen to this, maybe listen to it again, and say, what can I do? Because I know my A++++ people out there, you want to try to do it all.
Right.
But it might start with, you know, the breathing. It might start with finding something to be joyful in the day. It might start with starting the day with intention, maybe bringing your kids into it. But I don't want you to sit around and think that, oh, I got this list and now it's another list for a list.
Right. And then you're judging.
Yeah, and there, oh God, we can go down a whole rabbit hole on judgment.
Right.
You know, the only judgment that I want you to have is that judge that you will know your life can be different. That's the only judgment I want you to place. I want you to say, you know what? I don't have to live in the busy, because I'll tell you, the day I decided not to live in the busy, my life got so much better. And I no longer live off of Advil, Tums, and... what was the other thing I lived off? It was Apple Tums. And I literally lived off coffee. I still do coffee. That's my jam. But Advil and Tums kind of broke up.
Oh, good. I'm glad that y'all divorced.
But it was all stress. It was 100% stress related, because I was like a stress ball.
And most of us are. And we, the argument that people will say to you is, oh, everybody's stressed. And that's an excuse.
No, and... But it's, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when your mother, you came home and you're like, Mom, I want to get these, you know, designer jeans or these sneakers or da, 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 da. And your mom's like, well, if everyone jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, would you? Like, that's what the comeback is. Like, so what? Everyone's stressed. Why do you have to be like everybody else?
Right. But unfortunately, it kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier, because a lot of us don't have role models, or we don't see it anywhere. All the people we know are stressed out and miserable. And so you feel that it's not possible, but I said, look elsewhere. And the other thing is, you decide that you'll be the example. You be the precedent, because as you begin to do that, people will notice. People will notice that you look calmer or you feel calmer. They'll notice your energy, even if they can't put their finger on what's different about you. They'll feel it.
Yeah, you're 100% right. You're 100% right. So how I like to wrap up my calls is, I like to ask my guest, if you had one magic power, what would it be?
I have it. It's effervescence.
Ah, look at you. Effervescence. I love it.
Yeah, I already have it. Yeah.
I love it. Effervescence. That's a good word.
Isn't that a cool word?
That's a very good word. That's a very good word. And where can my, all the podcasts that she referenced, I will definitely link those up in the show notes. So I've taken note of that in my notes. The other thing is, Jackie, where can people find you on on the socials, like, or your website? What's the best place for people to look you up?
I always like people to go to my website. It's JackieBirdSpiritualWellness.com.
Okay.
JACQUIEBIRDSPIRITUAL Wellness. I can't believe I spelled that right. But anyway,
Jackie, I will put the link in. It's all I have to do is click.
Yeah. JackieBurrSpiritualWellness.com. You will find my ebooks on mindfulness and stress relief. It's called 7 Daily Thoughts and Mantras for Mindfulness. You'll find my podcast, Roll with Peace in Mind. You'll find my Stress Busters Guided Meditation. You can book me online or in person, group, bring me to your office, your conference. You can do all that through my website. I also have meditation music, so that if you like to just have a song of sound healing that I've done, that's on my website as well. I'm on Instagram as Jackie Bird Spiritual Wellness, Twitter, Jackie Bird Spiritual SW, Facebook, my Facebook page is Jackie Bird Spiritual Wellness. You can also find me on LinkedIn. I have a YouTube channel. What am I leaving out? I'm Instagram. Oh, no, I said that. Pinterest. I'm all over the place.
So all the socials.
All the socials, baby. You can find me.
That is awesome. So, Jackie, this has been such a great conversation. And I'm hopeful that my magic makers, you have taken away at least one nugget, because I know I got some nuggets myself, and I've got like 2 pages of notes. So I'm a note taker, because I take notes for 2 reasons. One, to help me to in my life, and 2, to help me say, okay, what were my takeaways from this, so that I can make sure my show notes are as awesome to get more people to listen to this great stuff.
Well, I appreciate having the forum and being a guest and riffing with you. And I'm most grateful. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.